Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, January 10th, 2008, is a recap of the 2007 season and a look at the Packers in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Seattle has won the toss. We won the ball. We're going to score.
Hasselbeck, maybe changing the play at the line, looks left and right. Takes the snap, short drop, quick throw, left side, intercepted!
Yeah! Hey, nice job! Going down the right side, in the end zone! It is Al Harris! Touchdown! Dagger! Dreadlock in his wake! Al Harris, 56 yards to a game-winning touchdown! Green Bay Packers!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about playoff football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And today, we'll look at the end of the 2007 season and, of course, set up the huge playoff matchup with the Seattle Seahawks. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant, running left, running right, cut back, touchdown.
Cut back, ridiculous. Brett Favre.
Just fantastic. Having his way. Love it.
A 21-yard run was...
was ridiculous. James Jones was wide open. No, thank you.
Mike McCarthy.
Pressing all the right buttons.
Just doing what you said you're going to do that, and you do it.
He ran third and fourth stringers and still wiped the floor with the Lions.
We got the bad. We got Scott Wells.
Scott Wells got blown up every single running play.
We got Desmond Bishop.
Put the samurai sword down.
And Jarrett Bush.
Getting hurt and just looking ugly.
Yeah, where is he?
He's hurt.
Talk about ugly. We got Detroit.
Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions.
Let's expand that.
The Chicago Bears.
The NFC North.
The Minnesota Vikings.
And Bears fans, if
goodbye.
You have infiltrated our listening audience.
You don't have a season now.
You have fun this offseason.
It's kinda
nice. You beat us twice. But you're at home for the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah, keep thinking about how the two times you beat us and realize we're still playing.
And we're still playing. That was your Super Bowl. God bless you. Good
goodbye.
Night. Good night. ladies and gentlemen in the audience, welcome.
Welcome
back. We're sorry we missed
last the podcast
week.
And the last podcast, I was totally half dead. I was like a zombie podcast.
You were. Well,
I was going on my 25th hour of sleep.
Exactly.
Well, I helped drop the ball in New York City.
Every year, Corey
literally
Banky,
and figuratively.
Corey Banky helps the production company that actually does the dropping of the ball various other things.
I do very minimum things in it. There are many, many, many people that are way higher than I am.
But it's important work. And
yeah, I found some engagement couples this year. And speaking of engagement couples, we've got a new Cheesehead TV girl in the house.
We do. My wife gave birth to our third daughter. We have a new Packer backer in the house. A lot of you wrote in. A lot of you commented on the blog. Thank you very much for your comments. I haven't slept since Sunday when she was born, but of course, I love it every minute of it.
Speaking of the blog, you know ESPN, you know who they are?
Matt Mosley. Giving us some love.
They're talking about the Packer remix.
Packer remix. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, Corey Beckett, this is a labor of love. This guy, he's put together.
It's true. It was my first Pro Tools project 3 years ago, years ago.
And now he's cultivated it.
I've revamped it for the playoffs.
It's Packer remix 2.0, if you will.
I call it Packer remix 2008, and it's free for download. We don't put it on iTunes because we don't want to get banned.
None of that. There's dicey legal issues with the music, whatever. But it is. It's for free.
It's free.
No profit.
We're not,
please.
That this podcast makes a profit.
Oh, come on. We're rolling in dough. Are you kidding
right.
me? I think
Sorry.
Three people have bought us a beer so far. Maybe four?
No, I think one.
Oh, and that was off the blog. Okay. Well, we're rolling in dough, ladies and gentlemen.
We're rolling in something.
Exactly. But seriously, check out the Packer remix
if
you haven't.
I'm going to play a little excerpt. This is my favorite part of the Packer remix.
Nice.
Enjoy.
Favre under center on second and 10. Toss Grant. Big hole right side. 25-20. 15-10. To the five. To the end zone. For a rushing touchdown. End of a line drive kick. Blackman coming up under it. Makes the catch. Crossed 45 on the run to the 50. To the 45-40. Cutting back left. He's to the 30. To the 25-20. 15-10. Five. Touchdown.
I have big dreams. I make it big clean. Big shot. Heavy hitter on the main. Give you want to look trendy. In the Bentley.
Here's
Brett Favre. Back to throw. He looks a lot of time. Going to the end zone. There is Dorsey Levin.
Touchdown, Dorsey. It's a touchdown.
Second down and nine. Brett Favre appears to be changing plays at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers right. Chimura is the tight end to the right, and back goes Brett to throw. Here they come. He's got time. He's throwing it downfield.
He's got him.
Wide open. It is going to be a touchdown to Andre Rison. Rison takes it across the goal line.
They high formation. They get motion from Bubba Frank to the left. Pitch goes to Green. Sweeping left. Look to throw. Tap back option. Throws to the end zone for Driver. Sweeping left.
Great footwork. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. On a sensational play. Donald Driver.
Left hander ready to rumble.
Asker Bennett with a hole on the right side that you could drive a truck to the Super Bowl through.
I mean, if that doesn't get you pumped up for the playoffs, you are not a Packer fan.
I'm pumped up.
As am I. How could you not be after listening to that? So, ladies and gentlemen, go to cheeseheadtv.com. On the top of the page, there's a special Packer remix link. Download it to your computer. Listen to it all day Saturday before
it's
the game.
It's not as hardcore.
Yeah, we should say. It's not that intense the entire way through.
Yeah. And it's got a nice beginning. Your favorite part is in the beginning.
Right at the beginning. My wife and I love it.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure my kids love it too because they've heard it a million times now. But it's fantastic. Really, Corey, commendable job.
Thank you.
Excellent work. And hey, Matt Mosley, ESPN.com.
There you go.
Loves it.
ESPN put their stamp on it.
Exactly. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Me neither.
But ladies and gentlemen, the playoffs are here.
Yes, they are.
And the Packers are in them.
Never would have thought. Maiden voyage of Cheesehead TV, Packer transplants. Here we are.
Here we are.
In the playoffs.
I think maybe we're the key. Maybe it's cheeseheadtv.com. Mike McCarthy,
it's
Ted
doubtful.
Thompson.
Maybe. Bob Sanders, definitely.
Easy. So, heading into the playoffs, three key issues for me. I wrote about this a couple weeks ago. I still think they stand up, so I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Well, the ultimate Achilles heel, the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers.
The guards. The guard play.
Mm.
We're right back where we started with Darren College and Jason Spitz. Spitz
there we
has
go.
Been hurt. He's
18
play.
Weeks to learn. And
and Gostin goes on IR, and we're
we
back
learned.
To Darren College. Help us.
Mm. Wow.
Second, I know Corey doesn't agree with me on this one, but I think a big issue facing the Packers, Brett Favre.
Well, a different Brett Favre.
Well, that's the thing. If he has one of his mad bomber games,
but he's only had one this season, really.
Yeah, and that was against the Cowboys. But
I mean,
does tend
a little bit
them...
in Chicago, but we were down in Chicago, not in the beginning.
The thing is, though, it's just they happen like out of nowhere. I mean, you wake up Sunday morning, you're ready for the game, you're all excited,
and you play
and
the St. Louis Rams in the playoffs,
and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason,
and
Brett
you
is
play
throwing
the Dallas Cowboys
triple coverage, and your whole universe is destroyed,
and
you're wondering,
you're playing Minnesota in the dome.
How the heck could he have won three MVPs? And that's it. Game over by halftime. So if he has one of those games,
it's true.
It's done.
But we're usually behind in those games. And
it's true.
This
and I
team,
don't think we'll be behind against the Seahawks, at least not too much. So, but this is playoffs in general. So if and when we advance, this could be an issue down the road. I'm just saying, if he has one of those games, it's over.
Yeah, we live or die by Brett Favre, just as the Seattle Seahawks live or die by Matt Hasselbeck.
This is true. And then the last issue, in quotes, facing the Packers is the run defense.
And I wouldn't just say the run defense. I'd just say the defensive line in general.
Oh, well, let's expand that even more.
Because
let's just say Bob Sanders, okay? Biggest issue on defense is Bob Sanders,
well,
the man running the defense.
The biggest difference is here, hey, when you walk into the season and you're like, okay, I'm going to win by rotation and confusion, so I'm going to rotate guys,
right,
and I'm going to confuse you because it's going to be constant pressure, and I'm going to be bringing it with four.
But only four guys.
But only four.
Right.
When all of a sudden you don't have the depth and the rotation.
You're not running 7-8 deep on the defensive line.
You got to change it up, and you've seen that in the last 4 weeks, and I don't think you've seen it. I don't think, look, it is Bob Sanders as good as Jack Del Rio?
No.
No. Is he even as good as Tom Coughlin?
No. No.
No, not on defense.
No.
I mean, the Giants are terrible offensive play callers. Let's just say that right now.
Yeah, well,
the Giants' entire offensive scheme versus Mike McCarthy.
No, that's night and day.
It's night and day.
That's diamonds and trash.
I am so.
Don't even go there.
It really is diamonds and trash.
That's diamonds and trash.
It's
terrible. Don't even start that. But, you know, does Bob Sanders have the imagination and, you know, the ability to switch up his defense enough?
Even Brian Billick.
Right, well,
that defense.
Well, that's not his defense.
Though. Kiffin.
Kiffin's great. He's a great coordinator. I'm really happy to see Tampa Bay out of it because he's always given Favre problems.
Johnson.
Johnson. Love me some Johnson. He's great. He's great. The Eagles.
None of that.
Always been great.
I mean, Bates,
Spagnuolo, the Giants.
Bates could confuse you.
He could. He called a better game than Sanders did. I mean, they run the same scheme, but he called a better game. But hey, you wouldn't know it. He just got fired / retired from the Broncos after 1 year. Although I think that says more about Shanahan than it does Bates. But we digress. Bob Sanders needs to be imaginative, needs to switch things up a little bit. And I think some of his younger players need to step up. Guys like A.J. Hawk, you know?
It's true, A.J. Hawk. But what if he made – it's time, A.J. It's time.
It is indeed.
You're in your second year.
Yep.
This is the time when
– Never been to the playoffs before.
Never been to the playoffs.
A lot of guys in the defensive side.
Hey, A.J. Hawk has had some great plays this season. Let's just say that. I'm not going to knock A.J. Hawk, but it's time to make A.J. Hawk an assassin. It's time to make him an assassin. Yo, AJ, what if Bob Sanders is like, yo, AJ, you got Matt today, okay? Later.
Somehow, I think Mike Holmgren might adjust if that was the game.
Well,
plan.
Obviously. But every other.
And you know what? More than that.
Not if he got home.
It would disturb me if Bob Sanders started a sentence with, yo, AJ. But be that as it may.
I live in Inwood.
Yes, you do.
Sorry.
Yes, you do. So, like I was saying, youth on both sides of the ball could be, you know, a lot of these guys have not been to the playoffs. I mean,
it's true.
You've got Driver, Franks, Favre on the offense. They could probably do it. But, you know, they got to trust on a lot of young guys. A lot of young guys that need to learn from a lot of mistakes.
Well, let's hear what Mike McCarthy has to say about this.
Definitely. I think the one experience from a negative viewpoint, you look at the Dallas game. We had some things where we weren't looking at the right things. Our eyes weren't in the right place. And our pad level may have been high, and that's an experience that we've talked about a lot. There's a lot of positive things that came out of our game down there in Dallas, but there were some negative things that we need to learn from. So those are things you continue to coach, you continue to talk about with the players. But I feel very good about the week of preparation. I mean, they're excited. I think their confidence is real. And they're very, it's about, to be honest, we're ready to play a game. It seems like we haven't played a game in a month. So they're tired of practicing. I'm tired of practicing them too. And they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm ready to go.
Packers, Seahawks this Saturday. Keys to the game, in my opinion. And everyone wants to say,
quit shoving Patrick Kearney up my butt.
Please. The media has gone nuts
on this guy.
All right. Everyone,
I'll take Aaron Kampman over Patrick Kearney any day of the week.
Because Kampman is consistent both home and away.
And Greg Bedard, I know you're from Florida. You've been doing a really good job with the Insider blog. But dude.
Corey has got a bee in his bonnet about the article you wrote today.
Mark Tauscher, hello. Can you write about a guy who has pretty much been solid for you as a team? Oh, last year I think was his first time he ever got a holding penalty.
Yeah. The point is, Mark Tauscher, even to suggest that Mark Tauscher needs help might need help.
And then he points out that he needed help against Peppers and one quarter of the time he needed help against Peppers and he needed help against
Strahan. Which is untrue. But he allowed one sack to Peppers, which wasn't even his fault. It was a fault of a guard.
Look, we've said it before. Our running game is predicated on Tauscher pulling, okay?
The thing is everyone wants to talk about Kearney. He's had 14 and a half sacks. He had a great year. However, if anyone would care to look at the numbers, which I did today on NFL.com, 10 and a half of those sacks came at Quest Field. So that means four of them came in away games. And three of those came against St. Louis in one game. Did St. Louis have the worst offensive line in football this year?
Yes.
That is correct. So, one can deduce...
One sack.
And that was against the 49ers, who also have a terrible offensive
line. Wow.
So, against any decent tackle in an away game, Kearney has had as many sacks as I have.
Well, and the Redskins were going, they were on their third string guy.
Yeah, the third string tackle. I mean, okay.
It was looking like us, again, like Aaron Kampman in Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Against Detroit. Against Detroit's like fourth stringer. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from the guy. He had a great year.
No, and if they have somebody else push and get pressure on us, it's going to be dangerous.
Reading about it.
It's true.
I'm sick of reading about it like he's Deacon Jones or something.
No.
I'm done. So... Kearney, not so much of a factor. Not as much of a factor as everyone wants to make him out to be. Secondly,
I want to see Bubba Franks hit Kearney in the mouth.
Well, I think, and you, this is funny. You mentioned this weeks ago, and
Bubba was coming back from injury,
and
everybody's brushed me off. You brushed it off because you're like, well, Bubba's not back, and
I looked into it, and the more I saw how they used him when he got back.
You saw Bubba 2 years ago.
But I've just got to say, I'm on board now. I think Bubba Franks, if not the key, he is going to be a major
key the cog
to the offense in the playoffs.
Yeah, and
really
something
do.
They haven't seen. They can't really play against
The way he comes out of two tight end sets, he makes himself useful in so many ways. Not just catching the ball, which
chip
he does.
Blocking, pass protection,
pass
run
protection
blocking,
is a huge, and
running
his run blocking
the,
is second to none.
No.
Just there's so many different.
Don't even try to put
game.
A safety on him. Don't try to put a cornerback on him.
And Favre trusts him, and in the playoffs, that's going to be huge. So I'm on board. I think he's going to be a vital, intricate part of the offense.
Well, and Hasselbeck has a lot more wide receivers
that
can catch the ball because they had a lot
somebody
of drops in
I
that
mean,
game.
Think about it. The last
one of whom was Corn Robinson.
I was going to say the last time the Seahawks came to Lambeau in a playoff situation, Corn Robinson dropped a touchdown pass. So let's hope he reverses that trend this week.
Yes, please.
But yes, Hasselbeck has, and people don't remember, and that wonderful interception by Al Harris. He was throwing to a Mr. Alex Bannister, who you will notice is no longer on the roster.
But you know
Seattle
what?
Seahawks.
You know what Matt wants?
Does he want the ball?
And he's going to score.
Is he going to score?
You heard it
I
in
don't
the beginning.
Think so.
You know I was going to go back to it. I want you to hear what Brett has to say about this. It's really funny. Let's listen to it.
I can remember as if it were yesterday. Amon was one of them out for the coin flip, and he comes over on the sidelines and I didn't even hear what was going on. I'm thinking, God, overtime, I mean, oh, boy, you know. Amon comes over to me. He says, did you hear what Matt just said? I'm thinking, heads, tails. he says, we want the ball and we're going down to score. And, what am I going to do? I know Matt. Holmgren knows Matt. Those players know Matt. He meant no disrespect to anyone. There's been talk that he didn't know the microphone was on. I don't think it really mattered. I think he had hoped it was on. The worst could happen is they lose. They lost. And I thought he played an outstanding game.
I love that.
You don't.
Favre always says something nice about you, and then he says what the truth is. He was like, the worst they could do is lose. Well, they lost.
you forget what a country bumpkin he is.
I love it.
He's like, especially when he starts
I'm
telling
a country bumpkin.
Especially when he starts telling stories. It's great. It's just great. And of course, we all know what happened. Hasselbeck did
indeed.
The
beginning of this podcast happened.
He did indeed get the ball. And they did indeed not score.
They didn't score. We scored.
Al Harris had one of the greatest Packer plays ever.
And
ever.
Speaking of Al Harris, his press conference where he said he wasn't going to talk about that play, and they proceeded to ask him every question in the book
about
that
play. That press conference was gold.
Well, and apparently it's not his biggest achievement. That play is not the biggest achievement of his career.
Not according to Al Harris.
Let's hear what he has to say.
No. If you don't remember, a couple years before, I was named number one nickelback in the NFL. So that was probably my biggest moment. So I'm joking, dog. Come on. yeah. But no, it was a big play. It was a big moment in my life, my career. But I wouldn't define my career by that play or, you know what I mean? It rarely happens like that. You know what I mean? You call a blitz and, you know, what you're looking for happens. You know, it rarely happens like that. So, it was a lucky play.
Well, here's hoping you're lucky this weekend, Al.
That's true.
I mean,
I can't.
He's fantastic.
He is.
The defense is much better. Both defenses this time compared to last game are much, much better. I expect a totally different type of game. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Packers are back in the playoffs. It's just,
what more can you really ask
for? You really can't ask for anything more. A quick shout out to, we have listeners all over the world, as we know, but one from Argentina wrote in to say hello and say he's going to the game. Santiago, have a great time
at
the game.
Have a great time.
I know you're scared of the cold. Don't be.
Yeah, don't be.
Just have a little something for
it's
the game.
It's warm,
you know what I mean.
Lambo.
The Packer love will see you through. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.